Hi, y'all. Welcome to... Wait, where am I looking?
Which one? Like mirror thing.
Oh, that one? Okay, great. Okay, cool. Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And y'all, we are in a completely different studio.
Yes.
And you know why? Because we have looked... No.
What?
I want to say it differently. Can we start over, actually?
Why?
Okay. Hi, y'all. My name... What is going on with me? Is it the new studio?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Hi, y'all.
Sorry.
Hey, y'all. My name is Shy. Welcome to Behind the
Likes. Shy, what? Okay, stop.
Okay, wait, what? Start. Are we serious?
Yes, calm down. It's because we're in a different studio. You feel uncomfortable?
I don't know.
It's fine. Hi guys. Welcome back to Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And I'm Shy.
I guess we'll keep this intro.
Yeah, honestly, because I don't know why I was so nervous. We're in a new space, y'all. Yeah. But honestly, we're in a new space because we could not find time slots for our allocated space. And we know y'all will curse us out.
And yeah, we could skip this week's episode, but it's been a lot going on.
Exactly.
And I was know thinking about, we need to drop.
We were thinking about skipping it because I was like, they don't have any more times until Thursday. And I was like, nah. Baby girl over here got some tea, so...
Oh, my God.
She probably wants to address it.
No!
And you know why I feel weird right now? Because I'm on a different... Like, what is this side? I don't... Like, it's different.
Sometimes you have to adjust to life.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay. But, yeah, y'all, so let's just get into the regular. Go subscribe to the Patreon. Also... All of the tickets for Arizona are sold out. New York is almost sold out, so make sure you guys go get your tickets for that live show. And then Atlanta, you guys still have a little bit of time, but also don't
you have no
end
time.
Up.
Don't wait.
She said, because... I mean, it's in April, but, you know, obviously, since the live show is now sold out in Arizona, almost in New York, of course, like we said last week, all the people hit us up last minute. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just wanted to go check the tickets and they're sold out. Please don't be that person. If you're going to come to the show, just get it.
And the ticket prices go up towards the closer the event. People think it's like it'd be a sale thing. Because remember the last time for our LA show, the ticket prices went up like $10 because they waited so late. So it's just like, get these tickets while you can, you guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think the general admission for New York is sold out. We can add more there. I don't know if we want to decide to do that or not, but it is actually sold out. So y'all get into it and check those things out.
So if you're coming to New York, you're going to have to come VIP. So
exactly. Our meet and greet.
Which is fine because we want to meet y'all. So it doesn't really matter.
And honestly, with our VIP, you get like a little 10-minute pre-show with all of the other VIP guests as well. So it's just like something intimate, something exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like a little situation.
Yeah. What's been going on with your week?
It's just been... What's the thing that what did we last do last week?
What do you mean?
Was it the Grammys? And now this week it's the Super Bowl.
Yes, this week was the Super Bowl. Last week was the Grammys.
I just been in a real lazy. It's just that air. Like I just been eating takeout all the time and just been chilling and vibing.
You've
like
been
I
going really, out. You've been going out a little.
Yeah, but like you know, that's the Super Bowl. Yeah, I went out. I had a blast. Actually, Super Bowl day. I was feeling a little FOMO-ish because you know, obviously I'm from the South. I would have easily been able to go to New Orleans. I could have stayed at like my mom's house, went travel back and forth. It would have been a perfect opportunity.
That would have been lit.
Yeah, it would have been lit. Literally, like it would have been with the
perfect. It was lit out here too, though.
But listen, honestly. Yeah, it was lit. It would have been the perfect opportunity. I would have been with the perfect person. It would have been completely easily accessible to do anything, go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly was feeling hella FOMO, like around like Saturday, Sunday. Because I was just like, I don't care. I really just been chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I had an absolute blast on Sunday.
Yeah.
I had an absolute blast. I went to, what did I do first? Oh, watched the game at home, ordered food, and then watched Kendrick's performance, of course.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Went from there, we went to like this random little spot, met up with Clark and her friends.
You know, I ran into Clark the other day.
Uh-huh, she told me.
Randomly.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah, on a Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went there. We met up with Clark, and then from there, we met up with Shannon. We met up with a whole bunch of people, and then from there, we got a section at Delilah, and then from there, we went to a random spot downtown.
Girl, ours was the same. Bro, just Super Bowl this year was crazy in L.A. Like, it was so much to happen.
I was so drunk, I almost got put out by a security guard because I punched him. But I was joshing around.
Now we was both punching.
Got in a fight of my own over there.
No, everybody was getting into some shit.
Literally, Evan had to pay the man $100 just to let me
You punched him how?
I was just joking. I don't know.
Where, in his face?
He looked punchable.
In his face?
No, like a little shoulder punch.
Like
I
a beat?
Just like a beat? Yeah, I don't know why.
And he got mad.
He got so mad. I was like, and then when I left, I was like, you are such a bitch. Yeah, and he was just like, come on, Jai, come on. Oh. I was like, he's a bitch. But
yeah.
Other than that, yeah, I had a really great time. I had a really great situation. I had fun.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored by Factor Meals. Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat in 2 minutes so you can get the fuel and feel right, no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle.
Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals based on a random controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience you can't beat.
Factor Meals has been a saving grace for both of us because you know that we travel a lot and groceries all the time consistently can go to waste. And Factor Meals just really helps us and it's super convenient. It's easy. It helps us stay on track. We both have been on our skinny girl tip for the new year. So this is perfect for you. Eat smart with Factor to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code behind the likes 50 off at factormeals.com/behindthelikes50off to get 50 off plus free shipping on your first box. And that is a deal, you guys. How was your week?
Oh,
what we're all here for?
No, I mean, y'all. Okay, clearly we gotta address the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room.
No, okay, so basically my week, you know, I just was kicking it, having fun. Like, some of my friends came back into town, like, going out with my friends, blah, blah, blah. I've been on my skinny tip, so I've been, like, you know, focusing in the gym, eating less calories, da-da-da-da, whatever the case. And then, clearly, as we all know, Super Bowl Sunday, at a party, run into Anna Rat. And, y'all... This is obviously like been, it's been this ongoing thing. Like a lot of people don't know because one thing about it, like I don't want to run every single thing to the ground on the internet. Like I might tell y'all what happened, but like, I don't want to drag it out. To me, it's just like, when I see you and we can see what happens. And that's pretty much what happened. Ran into the girl, bombed on the girl, fought the girl. Now she's lying about what happened.
You know, the epitome of she made when another, I see you is up.
Right, she made another post this morning.
About what? Saying what?
Bro, okay. Let me, should I just like tell
okay, yeah, you got to go into it. You have to, you want to tell every other story in full detail, back to front.
I think long, it's because short, I was just, short to long. I was just irritated in the car on the way over here because the girl is still going, 10 a.m. in the goddamn morning. And I'm like, girl, it was 2 days ago. It happened. Now when I see you, we can see what else happens. But like, okay. I don't want, I'm serious. She's, bro, the girl is, she's a pathological liar. She's
so what happened? What did she say?
Okay.
You know what I was even curious about from the beginning? Okay. I was like, when did all of this beef start? Like,
that's what I'm going to tell you.
Because I don't even know myself, right. Y'all.
So this is what I'm going to, no, you
know. Like, I don't know.
You know, you don't remember. Okay. So a long time ago, I want to say this is definitely sometime last year. She had made some tweet.
This green brings out your eyes.
Thank you. She had made this tweet and said something about me and something about Megan James in the tweet. And I was just like, I don't even know you. Like, I don't know who you are. Like,
what was the tweet saying?
Something like, throwing like a jab type shit. Something not that crazy, but like throwing a jab. So then I had tweeted some shit like, I don't even know this girl. Like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, yeah. Honestly, I really be fucking minding my business. And then people want to come pick at me and bother me. And I'm like, bro, like, leave me the fuck alone. So whatever, the tweet jab happened, but it wasn't a huge thing to me. I was just like, you know, bitch, I don't even know you. Like, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So then the
thing. You probably be throwing that. She'd be feeling like you'd be throwing slander on the baddie's name.
The baddie's name? The forsaken name.
But the video I seen, look, the video I did, and she was just like, I still got my chain on.
Girl, who, her? Girl.
Talk about the baddie's chain. I was
that
like,
that little ass aluminum foil ass bitch, you done took a gum wrapper and put it around your neck, bitch. Go to hell. Anyways.
Oh, baby girl.
Anyways, so that happened, right? The tweet happened. And then remember the incident that happened with her homegirl? When her homegirl.
Okay, I remember that. I was like, what happened before that for that to happen?
But let me tell, because they might not know. I'm not going to get into the full fucking story. But basically, it was this one night I was out. This random ass girl who I didn't know at the time came and elbowed me in the chest trying to talk to my homegirl.
We told y'all that story.
Yes, my homegirl was like, I don't even know that girl. So I'm like, why did this girl just like elbow me hella hard? Like, you feel me? Like, it was weird as fuck. So we go out to the next spot, and the girl who elbowed me is with Anna. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, did she elbow me because she's homegirls with her? Like, is this from that stupid ass tweet? Like, yeah. I'm confused in my head. You feel me?
You was just minding your business.
Right. And then keep in mind, when the girl did elbow me, I did press her. I was she had walked away. She had walked back. I said, come here. I was like, what's your name? She told me her name. And I said, okay, well, I'm Winter. Like, you just elbowed me hella hard in the chest. Mm-hmm. And she walked away. So Anna was like, when we were at the next spot, Anna was like telling my homegirl, oh, because no, Winter pressed her and this, that, and the third. And I was like, I did press her because she touched me for no reason. I don't even know who this is. I'm like, you know, I'm not really understanding what's going on. But basically, like, it was like a little bit of a back and forth. And I was like, it's whatever, bitch. Like, you feel me? So I had them move from our section into like the next section. Like, you feel me? Like, it was like a little back and forth. I had handed my homeboy my purse and I was like, it could be whatever.
This one?
No, not that one. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so whatever. So in my mind, I'm like, bitch, you know I don't play that shit. Mm-hmm. So now what I'm about to tell you is gonna irritate me even more, because it's like, bro, when you did see me, it was up. Like, I've never gave that I play that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to let none of y'all little bitch play in my face or touch me or think you got anything. Like, you feel me? Like, so she knows what time it is, bro. Mm-hmm. So, bro, scroll forward. The girl, it turns into a whole beef. Mm-hmm. That whole situation turned into a whole beef. Like, they was on live talking shit and this, that, and the third, and it was gonna be a whole thing.
So basically, I remember that. So basically, it all started from a tweet where she injected herself into it.
Yeah, she injected herself into some shit with her homegirl, because her homegirl was like, I don't know. I found out later why, but I'm not gonna publicly say. Remember.
Okay.
That whole situation. But anyways, the girl Anna was like going on live talking hella shit after that situation. So I was like, okay, bet. Like, now we have an issue for real. Before it was just a little dumb Twitter shit, but like, now it's like a real issue for me. So boom, Anna starts using the same podcast studio as us. The other one.
And that's why we were honestly so hesitant to even film here, because we
I was like, we're not about to have y'all thinking that we
y'all to think that we changed studios for that. We wanted to like fill you in on the tea, legitimately. We didn't want to be a day late. We didn't want to get cursed out in our DM. So like, literally, and honestly, y'all know we'd be tired of that studio anyways. We'll just be crawling around saying, hey, to us. Don't say that. They already know. If they watch the podcast, they know.
Anyways. But, okay, so whatever. So boom. Anna starts using the damn podcast studio, right? Keep in mind, we're up on game. We already like, okay, you know, she's using the podcast studio. But me, I'm like, all right, all this shit happened a year ago. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, it's not like hot, fresh, out the oil beef. Like, so I'm like, you know, it could still be when I see you. Like, you feel me? So I'm like, whatever. I'm not mad that she's using the podcast studio. Because I would love to run into you. Like, I've been wanting to run into you. I don't fucking care. So I'm just like, I'm going to leave it at that. Everybody's like, obviously, commenting on her stuff, DMing me, commenting on her stuff. Like, oh, did you see her in the studio and this, that, and the third? But I'm leaving it alone. You feel me? Like, I think there was even a time where I was on live, like, where everybody's like bringing it up, and I'm like, look, at the end of the day, we don't own that studio. She can film where she wants. We're both grown. Like, I'm not like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you feel me? Like, I'm fucking 31 years old, bro. I know that she's a little ass girl, but like, I'm not feeding into that shit for real.
Yeah.
But she starts feeding into it. Mm-hmm. So she starts like, you know, responding to like fans and shit, saying shit like, well, it's my podcast studio now. And then she goes, yeah, I've seen Winter out many a time. She ain't on that. Girl, when have you seen me out many a times? The only time you ever saw me out, I was 100% on that, bitch. So what are you talking about? So now I'm like, all right, now you really just playing with me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, at that point, I'm mad. So I went on live. I said, next time I see you, I'm bombing on you. And that's just that. Mm-hmm. So in my head, I'm like, I'm going to just wait to run into the girl at the podcast studio, whatever. It was like more details into that. But I was like, yeah, I want to run into this bitch at the studio. So
yeah, like, oh, perfect.
Right, I'm just waiting. Like, you feel me? I'm just waiting. But Super Bowl comes up. Mm-hmm. We're at the Super Bowl party, whatever. Like, keep in mind, these are all my friends that I've known for years and years and fucking years. So
wait, which Super Bowl party was it at?
It was at,
we can bleep it out. Okay.
Yeah. It was like random, like all of it.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, so
you always showing your ass around that man.
Girl, I know, bro.
You know, when I was at Delilah, somebody was like, well, we could be bad, but was like, Winter was fighting. Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
I heard about it already. No, but honestly, so many people were like into their own drama at that party. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually happy. I found this all out yesterday, but so much people had so much shit going on that I was like, thank God I wasn't the only person find somebody into drama. Well, we'll talk about it later. But so anyways, we're at the Super Bowl party, right? Super Bowl's been done. Like, this is like kind of like towards the end of the mm-hmm. night or whatever. Taylor comes up to me and is like, Taylor's like, oh, Anna's here. And I said, oh, perfect. Like, bitch, I'm happy. I'm like, good. But Taylor's like, don't do anything. I have to go outside. Her car, like, ran out of gas. AAA's outside.
I'm crying.
It's so much going on, right? It's so much going on. She's like, don't do anything until I get back. Taylor just now tells me later. She goes, I was actually trying to get Anna kicked out before anything even happened.
Okay.
So I guess Taylor goes to, like, try to get gas and, like, she was going to tell, I guess, security, like, get that girl up out of here. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I was low-key quick with it. Like, as soon as Taylor walked away, I turned around. I told my cousin. I said, come here, because I'm about to bomb on this bitch. So I tell my cousin, whatever. I tell my homeboy, I'm like, I'm about to bomb on this bitch. Like, I don't care that Taylor walked away. I don't care Sasha had just left. Like, I'm like, I wanted to see this girl. I don't care about nothing. So I see her. Keep in mind, it's like we're like in a kitchen, and it's like this little ass like pathway. And it's like, I don't remember exactly how the whole thing escalated, but she was like walking towards where I was, and like I seen her, and I like locked eyes with her. I guess this is what from her, I don't know, because she's a fucking pathological liar, but this does sound something I would do. Apparently to her, she goes, I said hi, and then I fired on her.
I can see that.
And that's something I would do.
Yeah. So hi. How do you not remember that?
Because I was focusing on adrenaline? Firing.
Yeah.
I was not focusing on saying hi to her, but I know for a fact, I don't just sneak people, you know, like I don't do that. I need you to see who I am, why I'm here.
Yeah.
Hi, bing, bing, bing. That's it.
I'm crying.
So
I seen that video, and when I seen that, I was like, that sounds like
yeah, that sounds like me. Even when I heard it the next day, I said, did I do that? I said, honestly, sounds like it. But so anyways, fire on her, and the shit is bro, you know how quick shit be, especially when there's hella people around. Mm-hmm. It's hella quick. Everybody, like, it just swarms in. It wasn't like we got busy, we one-on-one, like, we dukes up. Like, it wasn't nothing. All it was I fired on her. People all run into it. We're getting pulled apart. We got each other's hair. Mm. And that was it. She's pulled apart over here, and I'm pulled apart over here. I'm like, let me go. I look up. I see Kira, like, in the corner next to her. So I'm like, I can't get over there. So I'm like, Kira, bomb on that bitch. All I see is Kira fire on her. Beep, beep, beep. Keep in mind, my cousin Kira is like hella sweet, hella soft spoken, but at the end of the day, she's still from the Bay, bitch. So like, at the end of the day, she's still gonna be on go, like, you know. So, bro,
what did she do? Like a little kick?
No, she was like up. I don't know how she was so high up in the air, but she was like, she fired on her and then got snatched up too. But like, keep in mind, it was hella big ass men around us. So it was men, you know, instantly we're all put apart. So it's not like a big thing at all.
Imagine them being like, let them catch day one. Let them catch day
one. I wanted to, bro, I'm telling you, I wanted to. Like, I wanted to go outside and be like, no, like, let's line it up, bitch.
Crying. Like, y'all, that is crazy.
That, and I know it's crazy, but like, one thing about it, like, bro, you're not about to play with me. Yeah. Like, you've been playing with me too fucking long. It's been too much disrespect. Mm-hmm. And like, no, you're not about to play with me. Like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, it wouldn't have happened if you would have just left me the fuck alone. Because honestly, if all that shit was hella old, I probably would have just dropped the shit. Mm-hmm. But you making little comments and feeding into fan shit and, like, saying, oh, you seen me multiple times and I'm not on that. That's not true, though.
Yeah.
You're telling a fucking lie.
Yeah.
So then it gets worse. So then
it does? Mind y'all, I don't really know this story for real either. So
So then it gets like the details get worse. So keep in mind, right after we fight, she gets kicked out. Her and her people get kicked out immediately. Arms flailing, she mad, she get kicked out, whatever the case may be, blah blah blah.
What she was saying, like, get that bitch out of here?
I didn't say nothing. I was like, bad. I'm like, am I good? Is she like, what happened? Like, mm-hmm. bitch, like, I'm like, that's what the bitch get. Like, I'm not mad at all, because I already know I fired on her. Like, I know that I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
When I see you, I said it was up, so it was up. And that's just that. It's like so fucking simple. I don't even know why this girl keeps lying to people. The bitch out here acting like Mike Tyson, bitch.
Was it a good little tussle, though? Like, did she get any licks in? Was really it a tussle?
I have not a fucking mark on me. The only thing is my finger. My finger is like, I damn near think my finger is like fractured or some shit. I don't have nothing on me. Girl, this is a quick weave.
Yeah.
My hair is intact. If you was tearing a bitch up, this shit would have been...
Quick weave would have been out of there.
Been out. So anyways, whatever. She gets kicked out the party. I'm still in the party. I'm still having a grand old ball because I didn't get beat up. Why would I? If I got beat up, bitch, I wouldn't have been there. I would have been like, I'm going home. Yeah. Bro, I'm like sitting there talking to whatever people and somebody comes up to me and hands me her glasses and is like, these are her glasses. And I was like, really? So I'm like, okay. I'm like, cool, whatever. Got the bitch glasses. I don't know why you're giving it to me. But then I go on my phone and she makes a post talking about, yeah, Winter got your ass beat and blah, 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 whatever.
Like she Layla Ali.
Girl.
Yeah.
It was not even all that. Yeah. Like, why are you lying to these people? So, me being petty and childish, I put her glasses on and I recording her glasses. I'm like, bitch, you blind as hell.
They were prescription. I'm crying.
I know she needed them shits back, bitch. So anyways, look, so I'm recording in the bitch glasses. I'm thinking the shit is funny because I'm just like, girl, you over here lying, talking about I got my ass whooped and I'm in here fully intact, like full face, hair done.
Yeah,
like,
if I would have got beat up, I wouldn't want to be in that situation.
I would have looked away. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't even look like the bitch pinched me.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, I got the girl glasses on. We in the party, da, da, da. I want to say like 20 minutes go by and I have the glasses like hanging on my shirt. And I'm just sitting there talking to like one of my friends or some shit, and some big chubby lesbian walks up and just not even like in an aggressive way or anything, just walks up, takes the glasses and then like walks away, but then like starts talking shit as she's like walking away. So I'm like, hold on, did this bitch just come take the glasses back? So I'm like, who is that?
Confused.
Right? I'm like, who is
big burly bitch that just came on me?
Big back bitch, I don't know who this hoe is. So I'm over here like, who the fuck? So then the girl starts talking shit. So then my friends are like, oh, no, that's like Anna's little lesbian girlfriend or some shit. I don't know.
Let's call up Amber. No,
right. Let's find out the real lesbian tea in the city. No, but anyways, so then, bro, I guess my homegirl mushes, one of my homegirls, this girl named Trish, mushed the lesbian girl in the face, like back up or some shit like this.
Hilarious.
And the only image I have in my head of this lesbian girl is her walking backwards, kind of talking shit, like she has the glasses, but she's walking out. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, girl, like, you not gonna do shit, whatever the fuck, I don't fucking know. So she leaves, that's that. And then next day, bruh, first of all, Anna brought it to the internet, bro. I wouldn't care to bring nothing to the internet, because honestly, you know, to me, the fighting shit is ghetto. Like, I don't want people to know that I just out here had to put my hands on this bitch. Like, I'm 31, I don't want to be out here fighting and doing all this ratchet shit. I didn't turn down baddies so many goddamn times. It's like, I turn them down because I don't want to be out here fighting. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be out here beefing with nobody. I don't want to have no issues with nobody. But I'm like, also, bitch, quit playing with me. Like, I've never been pussy, so I don't know what the fucking narrative is, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, and you can sit up here and get online and lie to people. And obviously, there's a lot of people who don't like me who's going to have her side. There's a lot of people who don't like her who are going to believe me. But like, ultimately, at the end of the day, like, it wasn't even all that she trying to make it seem like. Bitch, the bitch that made a post today talking about, yeah, you got your ass whooped. You was getting stomped out by Bottega shoes. And
wait, she had Bottega shoes on?
I don't know what the bitch had on. I wasn't looking at the bitch feet. I was my fist in her face. I don't know nothing about that.
She wanted a knuckle sandwich.
Right. I'm like, girl, I don't know. And then she, the way she's, bro, here's another thing that happened that you, I don't even know if you know. What? So she posted a picture, like, of a mutual homeboy of mine, of this man,
oh, yeah,
of
I've
this
seen
guy.
That.
Keep in mind, I didn't see it, because I, you know, I'm not looking at nobody's shit if it's going to irritate me. Like, bitch, my piece is worth more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently she posted the guy talking about, and this her man or some shit. And I was like,
who is that?
I met him that night. That's my homegirl's homeboy, who, like, literally is just, like, a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. I'm having, like, a regular-ass conversation with the nigga at one point. Like, it was probably, like, a three-minute conversation. Like, oh, yeah, like, da-da-da-da. Like, oh, yeah, this is what I, like, type shit. Like, nothing flirty, nothing, nothing. Bro, she posted that man. That man got a girlfriend. So that man's girlfriend calls my homegirl crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this?
Oh,
like,
baby.
She's saying that that's Winter's man and this, that, and the third. Like, this is so embarrassing. My homegirl's like, can I three-way you into the girl? I'm like, three-way me in. Like, I'll clear this shit up. Like, so I get on the phone with the girlfriend, like, bro, I met him that night and it wasn't no flirty shit. It wasn't no nothing. I don't know why that girl is posting that man, trying to say that's my man. Even today, she doubled down on this. She's talking about, oh, that might not be your man, but you're definitely fucking him. I don't know him.
How did she even, like, so she was at the party and she's seen you, so she clocked you talking to him or something? Like, what? Where did that even come from?
I have no idea. And that's my thing. I have no idea, because I'm like, if anybody even did see me talking to that man, I was talking to him for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like an hour. Like,
yeah, and you weren't like giving him the love eyes.
No, it wasn't none of that. It wasn't none of that. So I'm over here, bro, even today she doubled down on that. I'm like, you're a pathological liar.
And now you're tearing up somebody else's relationship.
Right, you're tearing up, like, bro, this shit is so scary. And like, honestly, like I could sit here and be like, yeah, I beat her ass. But I didn't even get a chance to fully beat her ass how I wanted to. Like, yes, I did bomb on her, whatever. But after I bombed on her, really all it was us getting separated and us pulling each other's hair. And really, she didn't even pull my hair like that because my tracks are still intact.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, for you to get online and like lie hella hard, if you wanted to get on there and seem like, and I don't know, I think she probably tried to say something first because maybe she thought I was going to say something, but it's like, you're over exaggerating. If anything, all it is, yeah, Winter ran up on me. She bombed on me. We didn't get to fight how I wanted to. That's it. Girl's a pathological fucking liar.
Yeah.
And then it's like, apparently people know she'd be lying though. I didn't know she'd be lying because I don't really know the girl like that.
Yeah.
But like, apparently a lot of people have, like what I've seen is like, oh, but she do be lying though. She do be lying though. So I'm like, okay, you know.
How old is she?
I don't know, but she's calling me an old hag. So she's probably like 21.
I have no idea, but see, she, bitch, you can't be calling people old when you gonna get there too.
Me old, and I'm like, how old is this hoe, bitch? Because I'm old to you, okay? And that's when I knew I was like, I'm not arguing with this little ass girl, bro.
Yeah.
Like, even bro, the DMs today, bro, the DMs between me and her today is like ridiculous.
Wait,
like,
y'all have DMs together,
girl? Today, yes, because she posted today. She had posted today talking shit, and I responded and I said, you lie so bad, it's scary. It's okay. It's up every time I see you. Girl, she's saying all of this.
You're lying.
I sent her a voice note. She's like, I'm not listening to that. I said, I bet you're not. She's sending me all of this. I said, bye, ugly. Right. I said, bye, ugly. I'll see you again. She's saying all this shit. I'm like, girl, she's like, you want to fight because you're mad because you can't beat me. I said, girl, I want to fight because you're a liar. You should have just took the L. Like, you should have just took the damn L. You should have just left it. You should have brought it off the internet.
She now felt you got five. She had to get out.
Right. Like, you want this clout shit. Then she over there name dropping about who was at the party and this, that, and the third. It's like, you could just tell she's just a little ass girl, ain't never been around, gassed off all this shit. And I'm just like, I don't want to be a rat like you.
Yeah.
I want to be a classy fucking woman. Like, you get what I mean? Like, all that rat shit is so ugly, and she just talks so much. Yap, 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 yap. And I'm like, I can't yap with you. If you want to see me and you want to do something, let's do it. But I don't want to argue about, oh, you're ugly. No, you're ugly. No, you're old. Yo, you're, like
what are we arguing
what
about?
What are we fucking talking about?
Yeah. Do you regret bombing on her?
No. No, I'm happy I punched that. That's exactly what I wanted to do, and I did it. Like, no, I don't regret it.
So that's why she wants to, like, keep talking, that's keep going back. She wants her get back.
The person who was the maddest, they're mad. They're more mad for a reason. Like, I'm not tripping. I did what I wanted to do, and you got kicked out. So, ha-ha, nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
But isn't...
like, I don't know what else to say. I know, childish.
Ha-ha, nanny, boo-boo.
I don't know what else to say.
It seems exhausting, though. Maybe if y'all get in the demons, be like, look, we had our one-on-one. Like, I don't want
to
keep arguing.
Her brain is not fully developed, bro. That's what I literally said to her. I said, girl, we could just see each other when we see each other. Like, I'm not about to do all that. She's over there talking about, you're bad-bodied and ugly, and now we know we're lying. And you tell lies.
Why
are you lying? I'm ugly. I'm bad-bodied. Bitch, I'm not to say it like that, but I'm fine as fuck. And honestly, I'm fine. I'm finer than that bitch will ever be in her whole fucking life. I'm 10 years older
fucking
than you.
Shit.
I look better than you now. I looked better than you then. Bitch, you couldn't fuck with me at 21. Let's be fucking clear. You couldn't fuck with my natural body. Couldn't fuck with nothing natural on me. And you definitely can't fuck with me now. So I'm just like, what are we... she's clearly crazy. So
I want to Google how old she is.
Yeah, let's Google it. I think she's like fucking 22 or some shit. I don't
know. What's her name? Because I'm like, you can't say age. 24. Yes, you're not 10 years
old. Girl. Oh, okay, I'm not 10 years
old. Yeah, I was like, you said 10 years is a little crazy.
I'm thinking the bitch 21 because she acts like a child.
She's
like,
24.
Girl. She just too. All that ghetto ass fucking baddie shit, bitch. I don't want no parts. Y'all hoes is ignorant. Leave me the fuck alone. I was ignorant 10 years ago, bro. Like, when your brain develops, come at me. Like, I can't, I can't talk to them. They're fucking dumb. They have CTE. They get their head knocked in so fucking much, them bitches have CTE. They're worse than Antonio Brown. Like, I'm telling you the truth. Anyways, that's the fucking story. I told the details.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about this shit no more. And I don't want to post nothing. I don't want to do nothing. Like, it is pissing me off that, like, she's still going. But
so
like,
where do you see, how do you see it ending? Where do you see it going from here, though?
Like, what and do you that's think? The thing. I'm like, damn, bitch, I'm gonna have to fight you every time I fucking
exactly.
See you.
So that's why I'm like, where's the end game going to be? Somebody has to be the mature adult in this situation. Is it gonna be? And it ain't gonna be
right,
me.
And it ain't me, bitch. No, I don't.
No, but
know.
It just seems exhausting, though. You know what I'm saying? And you know, yeah. I know you, and I know your personal growth. Mm-hmm. And I know that you were disappointed in yourself. And I know mm-hmm. you wanted to do it, but I know after all the laughs, the jokes, and all that shit going on, I know that at the end of the day, you like, I shouldn't have probably, not I shouldn't have did it, but like, I shouldn't have stooped that to her level.
I'm going
to
be honest.
No, and you don't
normally,
feel that way?
Normally, I would feel that way. Normally, you know that's how I would normally
yes,
feel.
So you don't feel that way?
No.
Oh my God, Winter.
No, Shai.
You are better than them.
I am better than them. And I'm better than all of it. But at the end of the day, Shai, how much disrespect can you let somebody allow, bro? All
that I understand
all that extra shit that she did with.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I understand that. Yeah.
Like she did and shit why, that it, like a lot of people don't even know about.
And that's why I was like, I would understand the, like, I understand it. That's what I'm saying. I get it. Like even when we were like, all right, she got the new studio. Like I was like, cause we always, you have to be
even
on.
Even Shai was with the shit.
Yeah.
She was like, it could be whatever.
Yeah. Cause it's like, it's certain settings. I'm like, we out and about, like you have to know sometimes you just can't do shit. You gotta be, I was like, but if she had a studio, perfect opportunity, what the fuck ever, bro? Like, I mean, like we're here. It is what it is. Like this is a time and space. Yeah. But I just think, like, regardless, I know that how you have...
I don't want it to continue.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't want you to be to that level. You did not... You didn't want to be on Baddies for a reason. And, like, don't let them wrap you up into their bullshit.
And even
you know?
Today, like, when she was, like, posting the shit, I had, like... I had made a post on my story that basically was just like the response to her that I said, it's just, I'm going to see you when I see you. Like, you're a liar. And I posted that because she wanted to post because I blocked her. Because she just kept going. I'm just like, let me just block this bitch. Like, it's just, I can't keep going with you, bro. Like, I'm not about to argue with you. Like, it's no point in arguing. Like, just let it be what it is. And I blocked her. She's still going. So I just posted, I said everything I had to say. But then even then, it's like, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. That's what I know you're embarrassed.
That I'm showing this like raggedy ass shit. Like,
exactly.
The people that I hang around and the shit that I be around is so above you and anything that you're a part of. Like, you might be around people because you just now, you know, feeling like you a little bit lit, bitch. But, like, this is my real fucking life. You feel me?
Yeah.
And, like, what I want for myself does not involve any of this raggedy shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to get fucking married, bro. And the type of men I even date, they don't want no rat ass bitch that's out here fighting and shit. Like, you feel me? So I'm like... I got to think about that, too, because, baby, what if I post some raggedy shit, my future husband see it, and now he don't want me because of you?
Yeah.
Because of you. Bitch, no. Mm-mm.
Would you ever go in those celebrity, like, boxing matches?
No. Hell no. Bitch, they've tried to have me do everything raggedy under the fucking sun.
Really?
Yeah, like, do a celebrity boxing match. Do it. I'm not, bitch, I never claim to be Mike motherfucking Tyson, bitch. I'm not about to bite no hoe ear off. Like, no. I'm not doing that. It's not cute.
Yeah.
Like, if you have to do something about your respect, okay, do something about your respect. Same thing I would probably teach my child.
Yeah.
I'll teach my child, look, I don't want you to be no raggedy bitch. I don't want you to just be out here fighting. But if somebody disrespects you, bitch, make sure you handle that. And that's it.
Yeah. I wonder how it would have gone if y'all were just in that same setting together. You think she probably would have just popped up at the mouth first? And then it would have been like, you know how sometimes people make a big scene to, like, you know, like, have that interaction and then
be pulled
away apart?
And I think she is that type. I think that she is the type to sit there and argue and yell and scream, and that's why I specifically didn't
I respect the more what you did. Be like, I'm coming up. I don't want to let nobody know nothing. That's how I'd be in the corner just like this.
Right, I didn't. I wasn't about to argue and be like, so what's that, bitch?
Yeah.
So what's up? Even after the fact, I'm not, so, well, yeah, bitch. Got there. I'm not doing none of that. I wanted to fire on you. I fired on you. The job was done. It was handled.
Yeah.
I don't like, it's just, it's what it is. But
so that's the tea to that. So it was Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And how was the actual Super Bowl? How was the party?
The party was fun. I had fun after. I stayed and party. Like, I had a grand ass ball. So I mean,
what did Taylor say about the situation?
Taylor was like, oh my God, I missed it. What the fuck? Da, da, da.
I'm then, crying.
I don't know. Taylor knows that she deserved it, though.
Yeah.
So it's just like, whatever.
What did you do afterwards?
Still was at that party. And then with some of us, like, went to my house. And, like, bruh. And Taylor still had a whole night after that. Like, went out to the club and did hell of shit. I'm like, bro, no. I got to go home.
No, you were like, that's enough
tired.
Action for
I
one.
I was drunk.
Tired.
I got in a fight. Like, no. Like, I'm just like, let me take my ass home. Anyways. Wait, so what did you think about Kendrick's performance, though? I want to talk about that.
So I liked Kendrick's performance. I liked that it was unapologetically black as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, I appreciate that. And I like, cause you know, I always say, like, the American flag to me just like gives racism. Mm-hmm. I love how he was just like unapologetically black as fuck and was just like, nah, like,
well,
and
we knew he was gonna do that.
Exactly. And I love how he represents for California. I love that he's like to the T of just like, you know where I'm from, you know where it is. And it's like, Imagine being fucking Drake, being like testing the waters with, like, you know, they're trying to sue.
What about Serena?
Oh, Serena, no, she was just like, I can't miss this opportunity.
Girl!
But you know, that it didn't even come just from Drake alone. Of course, he was being petty and doing all that shit together, but it was just like, when she was at the Wimbledon, I think it was, and she did that little sea walk or whatever.
She's from L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
It just, it made so much fucking sense. I'm like, whoever thought to bring her into this is
they were like,
genius! Bro, everybody was like, oh my God. Mm. Like, it was so quick, but like, seeing her, it was like, oh my God. And then there was like, dancers from Oakland that were there, and like instantly me and my cousin were like, they're from Oakland, we could tell by how they're dancing. Like,
I'm crying. That's like the little Oakland two-step.
Yeah, like, well, not a two-step, but yeah. But yeah, it was amazing. And then I'm actually like, I hate to say it, but I'm so happy the Chiefs lost.
Yeah. You've been said that.
I know. But I'm just so happy they lost. I'm just like, damn, give somebody else a goddamn turn, a chance, something, please. But yeah, they got whooped.
Yeah, no, it was a annihilation, actually. I'm just like, damn, they was losing bad. It wasn't even like a good game.
Even when the game started, I was like, oh, the Eagles aren't fucking playing.
Yeah, no, that defense was on 10. Wait, that like, sounded like we know what we're talking about. Look, I had asked somebody, I was like, I forgot who I asked. I was just like, when they're a touchdowner, what does that mean?
A touchdown.
No, like, no, the person who be doing touchdowns. Is he a
running back?
Okay, yes, I guess.
Quarterback?
Whatever. Yeah, maybe one of those two. He was like, yeah, I think it was him. He was like,
I think it's a running back.
Something. And he was just like a touchdowner to a girl. I'm like, so I don't know.
The fact that my ex is a football player, it is so pathetic, baby. I didn't know. I never knew what was going on. I just cheered when everybody else cheered.
Yeah.
And that was it.
No, people are hella. I was like, the Super Bowl been hella black for the halftime, a few go rounds.
They have. They're like, pack it up.
They about to have
Taylor Swift in here.
I was about to say, they about to have the whitest performer coming in.
They're like, all right. Yeah. Bro, that's funny as hell.
What would you rate it from 1 to 10, performance?
Oh,
Kendrick's performance?
I loved it, 10. I loved it, like, a lot. I'm not going to lie. What, okay. You don't think so?
I wouldn't give it a 10, no.
What would you give
it? I'm comparing him to Beyonce. Ugh. So I would give him, like, a good...
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, like,
I
mean, the performance-wise of it, like, it was cool. Like, I appreciate the message, and I appreciate, you know, what he brings to the culture for sure. Mm-hmm. But performative-wise... Oh, and his little flare jeans I loved... Oh, looking for those. Mm-hmm. He's literally cute as a little button. He's like giving.
When he went, hey, Drake.
Hey, Drake. Isn't
that cute? I know. Actually, it was demonic.
Bro, did y'all see that video where this lady pinched his cheek and he was like this?
Oh, yeah. So cute.
He's a little cinnamon bun.
A cinnamon bun.
I would probably rate it like a 7.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to say 8 or 9 just because of the Serena thing.
You like the pettiness of it.
I love the pettiness of it, bitch. I'm eating.
Look, eating
that. Do you think the Super Bowl to still be childish after this man just said he was trying to sue you? I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I know Drake was punching the air. Look, you can't not watch Super Bowl.
But you know what I also didn't know?
What?
That Drake bought Kendrick on his first, like Drake low-key, like, solidified Kendrick's.
What?
Rain into popularity.
Well, he probably did some bitch ass shit that ruined that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Probably.
So
I did hear that he be throwing little shots and jabs.
Yeah. But anywhooms. Oh my God. Another thing I want to talk about.
What?
I know it's at the end, but sorry, y'all. Got to burp. I want to talk about the Nicki and Jello thing because a lot of people want us to talk about it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about it? Oh well, if y'all don't know, Nicki baby, her. Well, now ex-boyfriend and / baby daddy. He is one of the Ball brothers, the basketball player brothers.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Whoa.
Yeah, he has a Sorvano Gono. Keep in mind, we done gave that man so many damn props on this show. Mm-hmm. Like, we love his little song, and now I hate him.
Okay. Yeah.
But what was I going to say? I just realized I've been looking into this camera, and this is the camera.
Which camera?
This is the camera, and I'm like looking.
Yeah,
at this
no,
camera.
It is confused because this one's right there. Yeah, so I'm like, and
I'm
it's
so confused.
Interesting looking at this one.
No, but so basically, Jello, I guess cheated on Nicki, baby. She just had a baby 2 months ago, and
their second child,
who is a girl. Congratulations to her. And apparently, according to Nicki, he texted her out of nowhere and basically told her that he's leaving his family for this girl, and this girl is pregnant, and this, that, and the third. So Nicki makes this post online. It's like a whole paragraph. And then Jello responds by posting a picture with the other bitch on his story.
That was so...
And keep in mind, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, because I have some,
disrespectful.
Like, I have some behind the news team, Behind the news tea? Behind the likes tea. Ooh.
Behind the likes tea.
No. So she said that she was blindsided, right? Nikki mm-hmm. said, I was blindsided. We were just planning family photos. I know this for a fact because I know through the grapevine that he was just planning on doing a whole Valentine's Day setup and all kinds of shit for Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
So how did this happen?
Yeah.
Like you, Valentine's Day hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
So you were planning on doing Valentine's with this girl who you have a family with.
That is.
And now all of a sudden, you popped out with a whole new bitch that you're pregnant.
And you posted her?
And you're leaving your family for her?
Yeah.
Like what?
That is so deceptive, deceitful.
And then the girl made conniving. A damn video, the side bitch made a video like, people move on and this, that, and the third. And
the home wasn't happy.
You don't even be with your kids and your family is racist and this, that, and the third. I'm like, what is happening? But I think he's trifling, and that song ain't that fucking good for you to be doing all that.
Oh, it's not absolutely not that good at all. It's no song is that good to be disrespectful to the mother of your children in that
Two
way, shape, and form.
Old.
It's just like, damn, bro. Like, what the? Yeah. When I seen that picture drop, I don't wish that on no woman. Like, not one singular woman. That shit is not funny. That shit is not a joke. That is so hurtful. And to bring it to the internet, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this man is scum.
Yeah, he's
scum. Like, he's, like, bottom of the barrel, like, scum. Because I was just like, bro, To not even respect me. As a woman, as someone who's been in your life, but also as the mother of your children, especially a two-month-old mm-hmm. woman, she's probably dealing with postpartum.
That's exactly what she said.
The same way that you get a man is how you, like they say, it's how you, sometimes situations be different. Sometimes I know like people who have been in relationships with being a side bitch and they've been married for 32 years. Something in that house still ain't happy and something ain't home. So I don't ever believe that. But, cause I just think it's hella disrespectful.
Did you have to disrespect her like that? Like at the end of the day, if that is what you're doing and that's what you're doing behind closed doors and it's like you are hurting her behind closed doors, why do you need to bring it in front of the door?
Yeah.
Why do you want to publicly shit on me so bad?
And not say nothing and send a post like that. And it was...
With a heart?
Bro, my mouth dropped. I was so... It reminded me... You know one of my favorite movies, Harlem Nights. And he was like, man, I got a girl. Pussy so good.
I don't remember that.
And
But I do. I have seen that movie.
And he was just like, baby, I ain't coming home tonight. It's not a joke. It's not funny. It was a movie reference that I had thought about.
No.
And she was just like, baby, I'm not coming home. Tell the kids I love them. It was very sad. It's not funny. But it was very much fucked up. It really made my mouth drop. And I was just like, I don't respect him or anything that he does from there. Because it just was moving very foul.
And I'm like, honestly, like, I always thought that the Ball brothers had sense in their head. Because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. their dad, you know, their dad don't play that shit.
Exactly. And their dad, like, loves their mother.
Right.
Like, loves and respects and adores their mother.
And all of the Ball brothers, like, have relationships. Mm-hmm. For the most part, they have relationships and they don't play about they girlfriends. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, why are you going to be out here, like, moving mm-hmm. so...
He let that song get in his head.
Girl, and I hope you don't get another one.
For
real, because that's fucked up.
Wait, how'd you know about Valentine's Day?
Through the grapevine of L.A. You know, L.A. messy as hell.
Yeah, that's sad, bro.
But, it definitely... Would you seriously date a man with a two-month-old baby?
No, I wouldn't. Not a two-month-old. Yeah. Would you?
No. No, I would not.
But it's also like... If she pregnant, they been dealing with each other.
That's
the crazy thing.
Bro, I said if the girl is pregnant... And you just had a two-month-old. You been cheating on Nick
with this girl.
Like, what do you mean? You been feeling like...
And now is the time to be able to think you could do some shit like that? No, absolutely not. I would not date. I would not take anyone seriously with, honestly, even a one-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, I dated someone with a two-year-old.
Unless it's like... Oh, I had a one-night stand, and I did get this girl
pregnant. I be feeling like men be lying about that sometimes.
I do know somebody who got a girl pregnant on a one-night stand. And then, like, really, like, never dated her. But
So the social media question of the week is, how far should you rebrand for a man?
Oh, and this comes from Alexis Sky. If you guys didn't see, there's, like, this clip of Alexis Sky basically said... And honestly, I saw the clip of Alexis Sky, and she was under a lot of backlash for it, but I really do respect her honesty and transparency mm-hmm. because she basically came on and was like... She basically had rebranded for this guy into like a more like Christian woman mm-hmm. because she felt like that was what he needed to want to marry her,
mm-hmm.
which I do understand. She's been a stripper. She said that she has been trafficked before. Like she's been a part of that lifestyle. So I do understand, you know, meeting somebody that you love and being like, okay, I want to show you that like, I'm not like this stripper. I'm not this thing. And I get that because I've also... You know, I've gone through something similar. Mm-hmm. Like when I was coming out of that like type of lifestyle, I did have to overly act like, okay, I'm not a hood rat. I'm not ratchet because this is what everybody's saying about me. Like, I don't want to embarrass him. Like, you got what I mean? So I do understand from her perspective, like, yeah, like, I mean, I would to an extent, well, maybe not now as an adult, like maybe when I was younger, but I do understand wanting to clean up your image for somebody that you want to be with.
Me too.
Yeah.
I completely can understand cleaning up your image for sure and like adjusting to their lifestyle. But I do remember having a homegirl who was about to like convert her like Christianity.
Like Charlotte off of Sex and the City.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, fortunately, her situation worked out for her. Like Charlotte.
Right. She got married, I guess.
Exactly. But I knew like from the outside looking in that the situation that my friend was in, I was just like, this isn't like a conducive situation for your for you. Like I feel like this relationship is converting like all of your even Christian beliefs to something that you don't even believe in or you go for. So I'm like, where is there a fine line of like, you know what I'm saying? Like what where do we stop
the
rebrand for relationships?
Right. For me, I do draw the line at the religion thing. I have dated guys who have wanted me to be more Christian, have wanted to, you know, introduce me more to the Bible and this, that, and the third. And I've told them, look, I believe in God and I respect anything that you want to do. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to overextend myself to fit into your like full religion if I don't feel like that's what I want to do.
Or that's calling
if
you
I
at
don't,
that moment.
If I don't feel like I have a calling from God to get closer to Christianity, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to pretend like, oh yeah, I really do feel this way. It's you putting this in, like, it's you trying to make me be somebody that I'm not. I've dated a guy who was Muslim who was like, you know, if we ever get married, like you would have to convert. And I told him, I said, I wouldn't. And I don't see it necessary because I'm not a super hyper religious person. So I don't feel like I need to convert to anything. Like I said, I'll respect you. I'll do, you know, if you want to celebrate some shit, I'll celebrate the shit with you. Like, but to me, that's like not my path. So.
Yeah. I believe in not an open door policy, but I believe that like you give somebody enough room to grow. And if you lead by example, I feel like a relationship will follow suit. And it's like, you don't have to force anybody to do anything you don't want to do. Like I remember one of my sisters, you know, she was a bartender in a strip club. Like she had like this type of, she was dealing, like she was, that was her lifestyle. And like the man that she's married to this day never told her to get out of the club, never told her to, like, you know, like, you got to do this, this, and this to be where you are, like, to be where I'm expecting you to be. He led by example and allowed her to, like, figure it out on her own. And obviously, she's in a way better position. She's not in the strip. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, she's not in those positions. And I feel like that is a way that, like, I feel like relationships, like healthy or conducive relationships should be, you know?
And even with the whole Christianity thing for me, like when the guy was like kind of telling me like, you know, like I would want you to be more Christian and I would want you to let me introduce you to the Bible. I'm like, look, I'm open to the lessons. I'm open to talking about it. I'm open to like, you know, if you go to church one day and oh, this was the message today and you want to share it with me, I'm not going to be like, oh, I don't want to hear it.
Hell
like,
no.
Yeah, like I'm a demon. No, I don't care about shit like that. Like, you get what I mean? But like for me, I'm not going to overextend myself to do something that I don't feel like I want to do. Like,
yeah, it has to be on your own time for sure. Yeah. I do want my relationships to at least have a centering like of God in them. And I remember being at Bijan's wedding and like how they prayed together and how like they just like God was in like a lot of the conversations at the wedding. And I just really thought that like I think that's like a healthy relationship. Right. Like that's a version of a healthy relationship to me. So that's something that I eventually like want to like invest more into a relationship with. But that's my personal preference. I don't think that like I would force that on someone else either. Like I would want it to be a mutual thing that we come together on.
And see, for me, I think that religion can definitely be used as a healthy tool in a relationship 100%. And for me, I think like even when, you know, me and my ex were just trying to work shit out, I literally said to him, I said, look, before we were to get back together, would you be open to us going to therapy together and, you know, going down that path? And it's like, it's okay, technically we're not going to church together, but we're doing something healthy for the relationship so that we can have this center, you know, of like healthiness.
And whatever your center is, I wouldn't think that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's healthy for you, like everybody's center of a relationship can be different.
And that's why I feel bad for Alexis, because it's like, she was getting dragged through the mud for this. Like, see, that's why you don't change yourself for a man. And that shit was all fake. And she just was doing that because, oh, he was going to financially take care of her. And it's like, y'all trying to act like this y'all isn't never, a normal thing.
Y'all ain't never pulled y'all skirt down a little bit because you niggas told you that it was too, because it was too short. Like, please stop, like, relax a little bit.
Like, come on now. Everybody, like, gets a little, you know, acts right in front of their man for the most part. Yeah. Unless, like, I don't fucking know. But, I mean, we got to be real. But, yeah.
I think, and maybe she might have learned, like, you never know. Like, when they say people come into your life for reasons and seasons, like, that might have been a season. And she could have learned some things from that situation. Mm-hmm. And, like, now she maneuvers or acts a little, like, differently. Like, sometimes people lead you in the right direction and they're not going to be there at the end.
Right.
And I think that that's, like, always, like, a lesson in itself, too.
But she even said, she was like, you know, I'm just, I didn't feel like I was really ready for it. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like I was, like, forcing it to happen in a time that I was not even, like, there yet. She was like, I was still partying, I was still drinking, I was still doing all this shit. And then all of a sudden, it's like, bing, gotta, you know, be a wholesome Christian woman.
Yeah. Like, and which, you know, also, I don't think is fair either. Because in the same sense, sometimes people use religion and Christianity against you as well. Like, they'd be like, ordained, and like the Bible says your wife is supposed to just listen and that, this and that. And it's just like people can misconstrue and flip and turn words into whatever they want them to be. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, like that's not how it is all the time. Yeah. So it's just like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I definitely, like, you know, don't change yourself for anybody. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, when you do meet somebody, there are compromises you have to make in order to fully mesh with somebody. Because no two people, I mean, unless you're extremely lucky, mesh completely. Like, you know, there's going to be something that's different. They could be, they leave the sponge in the sink after the dishes. Ugh. Like, it could just be something as small as that. You get what I mean? That so
pisses me off.
I know. But also,
What? Nothing. Also what?
Nothing. Yeah.
What? So, yeah, I think how should you rebrand from it? I mean, what did you say? How far should you rebrand? I agree with what you say. Like, to a certain extent, like, you do have to alter and change things. But, like, I'm all for fighting for my individuality. You know, I love to be an individual. Right. I love
an
to,
individual.
Like, individual. I love that. And I will always want to be that, even if, like, you know, like, I get married or I have kids, like, before I'm a wife, before I'm a mother, I am shy.
And
you know,
that's, like, I think that's a big thing for both of us, because, like, even, like, now when I date, I'm, like, I feel like I could be myself with them. Like, that's a huge thing for me. I don't want to feel like every time I see you, I'm, like, putting on this front.
Yeah, like, it's just uncomfortable. Whatever.
Yes, I have to be myself, because eventually the mask will slip if you're not being yourself. So you have to just come in as yourself, and whoever's going to love you for you is going to love you for you.
Exactly. I agree with that 1,000%.
That's just that. But, oh, my God. Also, last night, this is kind of random. I started watching the Diddy documentary on Max.
Who? It's the one that 50 Cent produced.
Did he produce it?
No, I don't know. 50 Cent.
That's what my cousin said, too. She said, did 50%?
I have a...
50%?
50%.
50%.
I have a random 50 question, 50 Cent too. Produce it. Wait, so how is the Diddy... did the Diddler do it?
It's good. It's good.
It is?
But honestly, like... I don't know. They're just like, honestly, they're like pretty much like bringing up every and anything wrong that he's like ever done. I haven't finished it yet, but like there's a couple things where I'm kind of like, okay, I mean, bitch, I'm not going to have anybody's back or stick up for anybody. But like, I'm just like, if we, that's all I got to say.
You know, I have a few words too, but I'll keep them to myself. But, I have.
Wait, what about the Kanye thing?
Okay, the Kanye thing. Okay, before.
Because that ties into the Diddy thing.
Okay, yeah, it does tie into the Diddy thing. Okay. But no, before we get into that, because this is on the notes, I'm going to forget what I have in my head.
Okay, what?
So, do you feel like, because you brought up 50 Cent. Oh, I brought up 50 Cent. Do you feel like 50 Cent is wrong for being upset with Big Meech? For Big Meech coming out and doing like a little live show with Rick Ross, his arch nemesis?
Baby, I don't know. 50 Cent is crazy as hell, and I don't ever want to smoke with that man. He is so petty and childish. 50, you can do no wrong in my eyes. Please leave me alone.
Seriously, though, because I don't, and you know what? Here's the thing. I think 50 Cent, love you to death. Look, I know you're watching 50, but we love you, and we don't want no smoke with you at all, ever, for the rest of our life.
He's like the Azalea Banks of
literally,
men.
Exactly. Look, but I wholeheartedly kind of low-key agree with him. His tactics may be wrong, but I think, like, I'm loyal to the soil. Like, you cannot fold me for $1 million.
So basically, Meech did a show with Rick Ross?
Meech did a show, and that is, like, if you know this is my arch nemesis, and I put your whole entire damn near family back on the map, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, like,
I would
be pissed.
I would be like, you have no loyalty.
It's loyalty.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it is loyalty over, like,
but
motherfuckers
don't have loyalty these days. Yeah. That's the problem. People don't know even what loyalty is these days, bitch. And one thing about it, bitch, I'm loyal to the damn soil.
Yeah, I'm not even just saying that. I really am. Like, I've been in positions where it'd be 100%. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
it you
really
gotta keep
like,
real
you
loyal
have
people
to,
around you. So
you
I
just have to be. Yeah. So I honestly am like, I 1,000% agree with. Like, I would be mad too. Like, nah, I'd be mad too. You ain't loyal, nigga.
Right.
Yeah. But so back to the Diddy. that ties into Kanye.
So, no, because Kanye is actually a fucking lunatic. First of
he's
all,
he's a lunatic.
He's selling a shirt with a swastika, however you say it, on his website right now. And he
for
was,
$20.
He was selling the same hoodie that Cassie, remember the video?
The video that it was
where
on
Diddy
the
was
video.
Like fighting her and she had that damn hoodie on. Mm-hmm. Kanye was selling it on his website.
Which is insane.
Which is insane. It's like, okay, it's one thing for you to like be disgusting and be vile, but it's like, why are you taunting that
woman?
Yeah,
taunting and like, making a mockery her the fuck out of alone. It. Yeah.
If you want to sit up there and do your little Nazi shit and, you know, post the Sean John shit, it's just like, what?
What is the reason?
Right, and why?
What is the reason? What is he trying to make an example of?
He's mentally fucking ill, and she's like, he needs to take his goddamn meds, bro. Like, the shit is weird as fuck at this point. And it's just like, I don't like how, first of all, a lot of young kids look up to Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
And you over here, you know, promoting and parading Nazi shit. Kids are going to be like,
violence.
Yeah, that's cool, because Kanye said it was cool. Yeah, it's like, no, that's not fucking cool.
Yeah, no, it's not cool at all.
Anyway.
All right, we love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to check out our Patreon. We have new content up there. And in the description below, we have the tickets for our New York and our Atlanta show. Arizona is now sold out. So we will see you there.
Bye.
Bye.